And now I just want to touch on another story further north in California. Everyone is talking about it, and you've probably seen the video. Security cameras show 4-year-old Jeremy Triantafilo of Bakersfield, California, playing on his bicycle in his driveway. A neighborhood dog spies him and then attacks, and then bam, out of nowhere. Tara, the family cat, streaks across the driveway, pushes the dog off the boy, hip-checks the dog, and chases him away. Well, the debate in our office, can a cat come to a child's defense? We decide to call our favorite animal behaviorist, Dr. Nicholas Dodman of Tufts University. And Dr. Dodman, first, we love dogs as well. And I know you are a scientist and are loath to anthropomorphize, subscribe human behavior to an animal. But what do you think of this?
When I heard about it, I was going to come away with some sort of scientific sort of expertise. The cat got into an inflamed, affective state and simply attacked because it was concerned about its welfare. But when I saw the video, I thought it did look to me, for all the world, like that cat knew exactly what he was doing, and he ran in to attack the dog who was attacking the boy. So it looked like it was a kind of altruistic move to help the boy.
Well, in fact, I was listening on the phone as you saw the video, and you pretty much said, "Holy cow!"
Yes, I just completely transformed because, I mean, this cat clearly saw this commotion. The boy was dragged off the bike, ran straight out, attacked it, and pursued it afterwards.
This is a huge debate in the office, people saying, cats don't care about us. They don't live in a pack like dogs do. There's no cat that would protect a child. We're seeing comments from people saying, oh, I've had that experience. What do you think?
People have noted that cats can be protective of another individual, whether it's a dog or another cat or a person. And the fact is they are not solitary animals, as Rudyard Kipling would have liked us to believe. They actually have been shown to be communal, that they live in communities. They do things like sort of almost time-sharing inside a house. They will do cooperative hunting when they're together in a barn. I mean, there's a much more social and community aspect to cats' lives than most people give them credit for.
Dr. Dodman, thank you for confirming what many of us already believe. Dr. Nicholas Dodman, animal behaviorist at Tufts University. Again, we'll have the video of the hero cat from Bakersfield, California at hearnow.org. I know my cats are walking a little bit taller today. But by the way, it's worth noting the dog. It's being reported that now he's going to be euthanized. So a cautionary tale, people, keep your pets enclosed. You're listening to Here and Now.